Welcome to Awakening Plus. It's August 20, 2020. My gosh, that's a lot of 20s. And this is New Earth Support. So thank everyone for being here. Whether you're live or on the recording, you're equally helpful. And I will request that while we're on this, please keep your video and audio off. And that way we'll get a nice clean recording for the archive. At the end, if you want to share or ask questions, we'll totally activate audio and cameras and all that good stuff at that time. So this is our weekly event where we all come together to help support the earth, and we are abundantly blessed in return every single time. So everybody wins. And as usual, I'm going to ask that if you're part of this call, whether you're live or on the recording, please give it your full attention. Please do only this. Act as if you're right here in the room with me. And that way you'll have the best experience and everyone else will have the best experience, because everybody affects everybody, regardless of whether you're live or on the recording at all. Everything affects everything. So just know that you are affecting everyone with your participation. So just do your best. That doesn't make you all freaky and paranoid, but just give it your best shot. And please do only this. If you can't do only this, then please wait and come back into the archive and do it when you can. Give it your undivided attention. These calls typically last an hour or less, so it's not a huge time investment. So, and as always, we'll start by, I'll open the mesa, call in the allies as always, then I'll guide you through embodied awakening to give us a nice, wonderful cohesiveness and flow to serve with. Then we relax and the divine does its thing. And it always helps the blossoming new consciousness on Earth, but always in a different way. I guess with an infinite universe, there's an infinite variety of ways they can help us serve. So I invite you now to close your eyes, relax, feel your body, feel your breath. And I invite you just to rest easily in passive breath awareness as I proceed. You can be sitting up, laying down, reclining, any position's fine as long as you are relaxed and you are alert. In the Quichi. I am that I am. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied Christ consciousness that serves highest good, please. Maximum embodied fourth density consciousness or higher that serves highest good, please. Service to other. I call Methuselah's higher self. I call Amma the hugging saint. She's strong tonight. Thank you, Amma. I call Ayahuasca, San Pedro, Magic Mushroom, Grandfather Tobacco. I call Quo, the confederation of planets in service to the infinite creator. Amma Bhagavan. Yeshua. Mother Mary. Mary Magdalene. Babaji. Saint Germain. Yogananda. I call the remaining ascended masters whose presence serves highest good. Please come. I call the angels. I call Archangel Raphael in the north, Archangel Michael in the south, Archangel Uriel in the east, Archangel Gabriel in the west. I call Archangel Metatron in the center. I call Ganesh, Shiva, Ram, Krishna, Shakti, Kali, Devi, Durga, Lakshmi. I call Sai Ma. I call our elemental allies. I call my benevolent ancestors. I call Apu Asangate, Apu Guardian Angel, Apu Dragon Mountain Gateway, Apu Mount Pisgah, Apu Shining Rock, Apu Mount Mitchell, Apu Grandfather Mountain. I call Phoenix, Dragon, Jaguar, Panther, Owl, Eagle, Condor, Hummingbird, Bear, Fox, Zebra. I call the higher selves of Spirit Song. Jeremy, Zachary, Deborah, Moo, West, Lisa. I call all other beings of high vibration and benevolent intent whose presence serves highest good. Please come. I am that I am. We are that we are. I am that I am. Let there be a membrane surrounding this sacred space to hold in this good energy and to ensure that all that enters here is of high vibration and benevolent intent. So it is. Alrighty, we've got our container. Take a moment to feel that for yourself. That container is now around you, wherever you are in time and space as you're hearing this. See if you can perceive it either as energy around you or as a unique sensation in your own body. But it's there whether you notice it or not. Alrighty, so now let's all get into embodied awakening. As always, I'll give complete instructions. There could be someone new every time. So the idea with embodied awakening is you call your higher self to merge with you in your physical body. And it's like, instead of you, the ego, driving the car, the higher self drives the car. You're the passenger. And if at any point your ego doesn't care for your divine's driving, you're going to always take the wheel again. Just slide right back over. The divine will step out with no fuss. And just like that, the ego's back in control. So your ego needs to know it's in no danger. This can be reversed. It's perfectly safe. The benefits of embodied awakening that are easily described. There's a lot more harmony, flow, ease, and grace. Everything you're responsible for, you do more joyfully and responsibly. Instead of having to figure things out so much in your mind, you know what to do through intuition, and there's much more bliss. So if you'd like to experience that, I invite you to repeat the following words out loud, if possible, silently if you must, but you're speaking them to your higher self. Starting now. Maximum embodied awakening that serves highest good, please. Please now release the words, let them go, and just rest in passive breath awareness. Don't control the breath, let it do whatever it wants. Just notice it coming and going as it wishes. To have the optimal experience of this, I recommend you do not use any effort or willpower to try to make anything happen or stop anything from happening. I recommend you don't deliberately imagine or visualize anything. Just relax and feel the breath coming and going on its own. The other instruction is around distractions. I recommend that if you notice your attention's gone anywhere but your breath, we're going to call that anything but a distraction. Don't fight it, don't try to change it, let it be just as it is with no resistance. However, that distraction is not you, it's an uninvited guest. Therefore, you let it do its thing and you return to breath very gently, very persistently. The distraction yammers in the background, that's fine, there's room for both of you. Just keep coming back to breath. So some of y'all are so good at this, you're in embodied awakening already. Y'all just relax and hold space, make it easier for everybody else. And as I said before, we all affect each other, regardless of whether we're live or on the recording. It all works backward and forward in time, which is itself an illusion. Just know that if you're in embodied awakening, just relax and you'll hold space and help everyone else get there also. You're not there yet, continue relaxing in passive breath awareness, and the presence of others in that state will help pull you up. If you want to do this with true optimal effect, notice how much effort you're using to even feel breath. The invitation, if you're not already in embodied awakening, is to now drop to zero effort for just a moment. Just be. And if it's zero effort, you have even a trace of breath awareness. That's enough. Stay at zero effort. If you don't have breath awareness at zero effort, then add a little bit of effort back, barely enough to feel the breath. The idea is to use the minimum effort needed to feel breath at all. And just relax into that effort level once you get there. So most of us are in embodied awakening. The field is feeling really nice. And just to be super clear, I'm feeling the effect of everybody in time and space who is using this event live or on the recording. So I am feeling you even if you're on the recording. And the composite energy feels really, really good. Let's leave just a moment longer for anyone else to move into embodied awakening who's not there yet. The guidance, if you're not there yet, is to relax and allow any effort expended by the ego to try to make it happen only blocks it. The nature of this movement into awakening is that the ego can request it, but the ego must passively receive it. Any effort beyond passive breath awareness shuts it all down. Just chill, let it come to you. That's better. Alrighty, that's a nice sweet space. Take a moment to feel how you are. If you're in embodied awakening, your four things will be true. There will be no mental chatter, no challenging emotion. It will be peaceful and it will be effortless. So just to double check that, just drop to zero effort now. No focus at all. Just be. If in this state all that's true, no mental chatter, no challenging emotion, peaceful, effortless, then you're good. You're in embodied awakening. If you're not in embodied awakening, we're going to move forward anyway, but embodied awakening is not mandatory to enter this service with us. It's just optimal. And as we go into the further call, if I'm describing something and it's not what you're experiencing, that's perfectly fine. Sometimes people have their own independent experience. It's quite different, but still perfect for them in that moment. In fact, if you repeat an Awakening Plus event in the archive, often you'll have a very different experience each time you listen back to the recording, because the guides are with you in real time as you're doing the recording, and they will give you what you need right then. Nice. So the allies are moving the energy. They want us to get rolling here. So let's see what the guidance is. Actually, they don't want us to send energy quite yet to the new earth. They would like us to relax. They've got somewhere to take us. So relax, and we're taking a little inner world journey here. There's a definite sense of motion and going towards something. Okay, now they're blending us together as a single consciousness. I invite you to relax and allow an aspect of yourself to merge with everyone else here. Again, that's all of us live or on the recording. So if you're feeling this, you'll notice there is like two parts of you. One part of you still has some awareness of the physical body, although it's probably a smaller part of your experience now. The other part is feeling this indescribable field of energy where we're all blending into one consciousness. Just relax and let's all come together right now. Bliss is getting stronger. Okay, now they're saying is the time to consciously send blessings to the earth. Let's see if there's any guidance on how. Saying however you like. So if you're an active ego sender and you like actively visualize, you can just send highest good energy to the whole planet Earth, and especially the humans on it. The Earth is doing all right. the humans who need to catch up. So sending blessings to humanity for its most rapid awakening that serves highest good. Or if you prefer a more passive approach, which is a little more my style, just ask spirit to flow through you the energy that will best serve the great awakening on planet Earth. Then you can relax passively, and that beautiful energy will come into your crown chakra and up the front of your body, and it will beam down to the planet. I say down because the part of us doing this is way up high right now. And now the invitation is, the energy is moving. So if you're doing an active thing, you can keep doing your active thing until you feel like you've done the right amount. I can't guide you on that. You'll have to know for yourself. If you're passive, the invitation now is to relax and just be a relaxed piece of pipe. The energy will still flow through you to the earth. And the divine allies are totally taking the energy coming from each of us, and they're sending it wherever it serves highest good. Actually, what I'm perceiving is what our energies are doing are feeding into a large field of energy surrounding the planet. And we're helping to fuel that. And the presence of that field is helping with the Great Awakening. Starting to get really blissful, rather intense, actually. So if this energy is getting a little more intense than you're comfortable with, I invite you to relax, allow. They will not give you more than you're ready for, although they are kind of pushing the envelope a little bit here on the bliss scale. You just relax and let them do their work. They will, in all the years I've done invocation work with these tools, they've never overwhelmed anybody, and they're not about to start tonight. So you just relax, allow the energy to move, and just chill and let the divine work with you. Okay, they've done this before quite a few times on these calls. We're now getting personal upgrades to increase our ability to serve the Great Awakening. And of course, we'll have that expanded consciousness as a regular part of our awareness moving forward. If I'm silent for a while, it's just because I'm not being called to speak. The energy is definitely doing things, even if my mouth isn't moving. It feels like people are having many different experiences right now, so there's no common narration I can provide. Just relax and experience whatever's happening for you right now. They're actually saying that you can relax and fully surrender into this process. The fact that we're even here, that our overall energy is available, is still fueling the awakening process on Earth. Our blended field is getting pretty spectacular. Very strong, very bright, radiating crystalline light. So deep, so strong, so sweet. And you're relaxing into the energy. They're definitely encouraging us to drop all ego-based effort now and just be, as we've learned in past calls, our mere presence here is providing all kinds of energy to support the awakening. And again, if there's a longer silence, don't worry about that. And now they're clearing some heavy energy through us from the planet. And they'll only give you some if you're capable of transmuting it in your body, which is done automatically. Nothing you have to do to make it happen. So if you're not ready to do that kind of work, they won't give any to you. If so, they'll give you an appropriate amount. Just relax and let it process through. Going very deep now. Just relax and allow yourself to sink into this blissful energy. Continue resting in your experience. Feels like we're in a deep resting point. Just relax into this. Now there's a sense of coming into our physical bodies a little more strongly. Yeah, I'm feeling pretty solidly in my body. Let's give it just a little bit longer to integrate. But of course, my body feels a lot more like blissful energy than before. Okay, so the floor is open for questions or comments for the live callers. You can now unmute yourself if you wish. And if you'd rather type in the chat window, that's also fine. We'd love to hear about anyone's experience, if it was interesting or puzzling or whatever it may have been. And again, while we're waiting for someone to communicate, I invite you, if you're not planning to communicate or type or chat, just close your eyes again and just rest in this beautiful, peaceful state. It's still very strong. Yeah, I'm aware of my body, and it's so obviously just a very small percentage of me in my experience right now. Okay, is on me out there for a moment, so blissful. So no one is wanting to speak live yet. Cynthia typed, yet to arrive back. Good job typing in that case. Kelly put a big old smile down there. So it may be kind of a short call tonight. Maybe a little more free time. Actually, they've got one more little step for us, and they now are going to radiate energy out to all living beings everywhere, the whole universe. There it goes. So you may notice energy from our field being distributed out, and when this happens, we're never deprived of anything. All that is given is returned at least as much as given, sometimes multiplied. So Kelly just typed, I'm awake and would like to share. So just a moment, Kelly, let's let this energy radiate. Excuse me. When I belch during a spiritual process, it's an energy release and not just rudeness. Kelly, let's give it just a moment to radiate. And when that's complete, I'll be happy to turn your mic on or have you do it. Nice spread of energy. And it's just going off into the infinite distance. Now notice if your own head doesn't start to feel full of buzzing energy and some energy coming back to you in exchange for the service you just allowed with this energy radiating out to the universe. That feels complete. So Kelly, you are welcome to share. You should be able to just unmute your own mic and video if you wish, so please do so.
Hello. I am so blissed out.
Yay.
Oh my gosh. Yeah, that was amazing. There was a lot going on. So when we created the energy field around Earth, my experience was that that was like a rapid vortex and it went counterclockwise. And more of a lot of gold colored energy on that one.
Nice.
And the other experience was my crown chakra was tingling for most of the time, so much that I wanted to like put my hand up. I think it was like a fly or an itch or something. But yeah, thank you to you. This was my first time here.
Oh, welcome.
Yeah. So thank you so much. The only last thing was, I think for me, being in California with, still very sensitive, with the wildfires, just sending so much love to the planet, the location, the animals, and yeah, I had some releasing going on, or maybe not releasing, just some sadness for that aspect, if that makes sense.
Totally. It all, there was a brief moment on this call where we had a little bit of heavy energy come through us, but that's actually fairly common, and they usually do a little earlier in the call. But sometimes we're called on to be, you know, conduits of transformation or release from some of the heavy energies on the planet. So that's really fairly common, but they'll only put it through someone who's actually capable of processing it.
Oh, thank you. Oh, and great for Ava. Thank you, Ava. she sent healing to the fires too. Yeah. Well, anyway, thank you, Benjamin. Thank you for letting me share.
Oh, thank you for showing up.
Yeah.
Please come back. We'd love to have you on
calls.
Yeah, or any other call that we do that's open.
Yeah.
Hey, thank you. Okay, so I'll mute you back. And something got typed. Ken typed, I felt in the middle, my legs and hips started twitching. And boy, talking about twitching, and my years of doing work like this, especially ayahuasca journeys and San Pedro journeys, my body would, in my early years, I just twitched all over the place. Some people might have thought I was having epileptic seizures. My body would twitch and then the spasm so much. Not, you know, painful or debilitating, but just a lot of shaking. And it took me a lot of years to finally learn how to sit more calmly and not have my body just shake all over the place. Still, even sometimes now in plant spirit work or even on calls like this, if something's moving through, my body will shake and vibrate a little bit to move it through. And it's just part of how I roll. I wouldn't worry about it. My idea is just allow the body to do what it wishes. You know, if you're in a spiritual process or a shamanic process, The body is super smart. Sometimes the body needs to shake a little bit to move a particular energy through. So I really encourage, if your environment allows it, just allowing the body to do whatever it needs to do if energies are moving through. The body is really smart and knows how to move things through if we humans don't get in the way. All right. So any other questions or comments are welcome. If anyone would like to unmute and share or talk in the chat window. Okay, then let's wrap it on up. So we'll close the mesa. Pachamama Mamakia Wirakocham Inti Kriti. Sweet energy. Allies, thank you so much for this beautiful event. Thank you for the opportunity to serve and help the earth move into its awakening. Thank you for the many blessings that we have received personally as part of the process. As we close, allies, go if you must, stay if you will. Please remain with all those hearing my voice or who have been part of this, as long as your presence serves their highest good. I request that you stay with me always. They're asking me to say my private closing when I sit alone at the Mesa, in case you find any of this interesting or helpful or you desire to incorporate it. Here's my current closing. I ask your allies, I ask your ongoing support for the following to the greatest extent that serves highest good: maximum embodied awakening, maximum service capacity, maximum ease of receiving and acting upon my inner guidance, maximum fulfillment of my life purpose, maximum support for the Great Awakening, maximum abundance on all levels, and this obviously is only for me, maximum success of awakening plus. May the members receive extraordinary support and benefit from their membership, and may Kisla and I be well supported by it. Thank you, Alan. This or something better. Where would you have us go? What would you have us do? What would you have us communicate, and to whom? All right, that is it. Thank you all for being here. If you are not yet a member of Awakening Plus, you're invited to check out the membership. Many of the live calls are free and open to all, but only members get into the archive. There's now over 250. And just this morning, I opened up a beautiful new best of guide that divides the archive into 11 categories and gives the absolute best in each category. So now it's so much easier to find the real cream of the crop entries in there. So you can really use the archive intelligently now. If you are interested in working with me personally, go to astroshaman.com, and there you'll find out about my services for astrology, shamanic healing, awakening activation, life coaching, and more. Thanks so much for being here, everybody. So grateful for your presence, and infinite blessings to you all. Goodbye for now.